that ascent of all love I stand, and from that center I the soul will outward move. From that center I the one who serves will work.
May the love of the divine self be shed abroad in my heart through my group and through
Well, good evening, everyone. Tui and I seem to be having just a little bit of a technical issue as we try to get started. I just want to welcome you as soon as we overcome this particular issue. I would say the main thing to understand is that as one state after another certifies the election results where President-elect Biden has won, the legal team assembled by the White House threatens to put more lawsuits forward. Now, it's difficult to know what is the end game here, but one can imagine that the purpose involved is to reach the Supreme Court. It seems perhaps unlikely that this will happen, but it is a possibility. And there, the present administration, the outgoing administration, is hoping for a win which will overturn the will of the people. In terms of preserving the will of the people, this is the main issue. The people have spoken, and all over the world, the people will attempt to speak if democracy is honored. So we have to work behind the scenes, as we continue to do day after day, to support the law, which says that it is the people of the nation of the United States that determine the outcome of an election, and not all kinds of manipulations attempted by selfish partisanship and lawyers and our arcane what can I call them? Arcane measures, Michael, which nobody ever heard of. Yes.
Can you please let me share my screen?
Yes. I believe you should be able to share your screen. And I'm going to turn that over to you. You cannot. Mm-hmm. All right. That's very strange. And I said we're running into just a little bit of difficulty here for the first time in a long time. But let's see what we can do. You are the, well, now you're the co-host again. I've made you into the co-host again. There you go. Okay, I'll turn it over to you. And I'll just say, let us...
Please continue. I still cannot share my screen.
You are, in fact, a co-host. And you should make co-host. Oh, and Verona, I see what the problem is. Okay, I'm really sorry. My great knowledge of these technical matters is somewhat in the way. And let's just see. Aha, I see what the issue is. And let's hope that this will do the job. There you go. Now you should be able to serve. I don't know why it's happened tonight when for so many nights we've been going well, but okay, now Tuya, you should be able to share your screen. Can you do that? You are the co-host. There you go. All right. So we seem to be making progress. We seem to be making progress and working behind the scenes. We seem to be assisting the process by which the law rules, the kind of St. Michael vibration, the kind of Saturnian vibration of a higher type. It seems that things are going in that direction, but we also know that there are many underhanded attempts to distract the people from the stakes involved, and to inflame a non-thinking base of emotional voters. And that we cannot allow, and must do everything we can to work in that direction, to assist the rightful emergence of the rightfully elected President Biden, President, Vice President Harris, and we continue with our work. Okay, Tuya, can you go ahead then?
I can now start.
Okay, and I will turn that over to you.
So we will now realize first that it is full moon day. Huomioimme ensin. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to translate. I'm sorry. Yeah, doing that so often that it is starting to be automatic. This is the full moon day in Sagittarius, and the full moon was about 11 hours ago. So the energies are very potent. Today we are not going to this our normal meditation. We have some new things now. So the country is divided. And some few words by TK. something very interesting. There are factors present in this battle between evil and good, which are so deeply esoteric and hidden from the understanding of the most advanced human being. They are concerned with the liability of the mind or of the mind principle to react to truth or to lies. And I think that we can really study in the situation what is in United States at the moment. The mystery of this reaction is hidden in the evolutionary process itself. A point can be reached in human development where acceptance or deception is impossible and clear thinking is normal. The potency of clamor is related to this mystery. Clamor holds not those who are mentally and emotionally undeveloped. They are complete realists and see life in its bare outlines and boldly. The highly developed are not subject to clamor. They also think realistically, but this time with true mental perception and not instinctively. The thinking man, in his process of training, but who is still largely governed by his emotions, is exceedingly prone to clamor, and very often to the clamor of a sentimental, so-called loving attitude. These people do not realize that love is process of determining action on the basis of the ultimate good of the individual or the group, and that the immediate reactions of the personality are secondary. In this conflict, the hierarchy is concerned with the final issue, with the future welfare and the ultimate well-being of humanity. They are not so concerned with the immediate suffering and pain of the personalities involved. Is this a hard saying? So this, what's going on now, what has been brought out, the election, is of course a long, long battle and long, long stated energies in United States. DK points out about fourth ray, which is conditioning all the nations and has done so with increasing potency since the year 1950. Just in the same manner as this principle of conflict controls the battling life of the aspirant and the world aspirant, the entire human family, so it must inevitably control the life of nations to a greater or lesser degree, according to their materialistic or their spiritual status, according to the type of energy which may be expressing itself through them, and according to the age of the nation under consideration. He talks about the ages of different nations, telling that Germany is, with Italy, one of the youngest. And I think, you know, when we think about the last century, we had so many countries coming up, and countries who went with the independence and the battles related to that. The oldest nation with the clearest unified record is Japan. The United States of America is always regarded as a young nation. The American civilization, with all its glamour of youthful precocity, is in reality the heir of the passing Cithray civilization. The Piscean, therefore, you have here the reason for the tendency of the American people to adopt violently conditioning idealism and ideologies. It is the idealistic tendency in conflict with pronounced materialistic trends of this particular modern era, which will finally evoke the harmony which will liberate the spirit of America, which will reveal to its people that it is one world, and which will enable the people of this land to harmonize with the rest of the world and draw forth the loving response of other nations. It is for this that the men of goodwill must work. So through America, on 60s, there was flowing through this idealistic response to love. The hippie movement took over and love was spread all over, at least in principle. So the United States is a fusing center wherein all nationalities are represented and are being slowly blended into a miniature one humanity. A great experiment in right relationships is being undertaken and is making real progress. A culture and a civilization will emerge, which will be the result of right human relations and which can provide a world pattern in relationships. I refer here to the presentation of democracy. There is nothing satisfactory yet in the presentation of the dreamed of democracy. The melting pot of the United States will provide eventually the outstanding experiment in right relations because of its many races and nationalities, all blended together within the borders of one country. Let us now have another fact. Pluto. Pluto is now in Capricorn. When Pluto is appearing very strong, and now when it is in Capricorn, the sign of initiation, it is really pointing out to first initiation. Pluto drags to the surface and destroys all the hinders in these lower regions. Let us see. This is one of the birth charts of the United States, what I found. So I have not been studying this. So I cannot say. I was just talking with Michael, and Michael said that in this mundane astrology, which is according to the when the inauguration of the country is appearing, so that Gemini is sometimes looked the rising sign of United States or Sagittarius. So now when we are in Sagittarius moon and month, and these energies are pouring through, if nevertheless, if that is Gemini or Sagittarius, it means that that is this one big sign. But the energies, what now pours through Sagittarius, affects very strongly in a subconscious level of the United States. And this energy of Sagittarius, what we have been pointing out, it is about the disciples or becoming disciple. So that would indicate for us that there are many disciples who are born in United States, and we can see that in all of these New Age movements and all this new way of thinking, idealistic ways, and so forth, and very many charity work which is done by United States. So we can see that there are also advanced souls, when at the same time when we think about sixth ray and Piscean age, we have also people from that group as well, and in soul level when we think about what DK says, it is very important sign for United States, these two brothers, which are supposed to work together in harmonious ways. But there we see that we have Pluto on this birth chart in Capricorn. And Pluto is, it's not going to see you probably, but I'm just looking this, what degree now the Pluto is in. It's 23 degrees of Capricorn at the moment. So it has not come yet. If that is correct, it is saying that 27 degrees was the Pluto then when the chart was established. So it is coming into the point when United States has been established. That is why we have to think about Pluto, what Pluto is doing, because it is now teaching Americans. And that's why we can think about all these sorrows, what has been happening, all kinds of school shootings in the schools, deaths in many levels, what is considered now the other brother, we can say, COVID, very many challenges and very many deep issues are going through now in the psyche of Americans. And this is something, whatever, when we think about country, however the initiation is taken place, but certainly we can say that now when Pluto will come on its place, it has been going now the whole arc and coming, return Pluto. It means deep things. We can see that it really means transformation. And if we think what has happened now during the last years, we can understand that all of that has been somewhat in the plan. I think that it is always that the energetic patterns are available, but how they actually manifest on the physical plane, we never know that, because the key group is the disciples, how they are transmitting and transforming within themselves these energies. The smoother it is, the more the disciples are able to transform these energies. So let us look about the emblem of the United States, the Great Seal. We will talk sometimes deep, but just now a few things. You see this eagle, and where the Pluto is situated in the chart, it is on third decanate, and behind the third decanate we find eagle. So this is indicating that the whole symbolism of eagle is very important from deeply esoteric point of view. What all things the eagle is representing, we will talk another time, but the eagle is the symbolism of the spirit bird, the one who is flying to the sun. It is pointing out the direction towards the light, and we will think about the motto, I light the way, so very well fitting. Then we look these arrows, which are again relating us to Sagittarius. The puns of arrows, and then pointing for us the challenges and the tests in Sagittarius. These colors, these three colors, the white, the red, and the blue, has some kind of connotations. The white is signifying purity, innocence, purity, and gentleness. The red, martial, power, prowess, boldness, and hardiness, indicating something about the first rain. And the blue signifies justice, perseverance, and vigilance. So Michael is writing there this pluribus unum, out of many, one. So there are so many esoteric symbolism behind, and we know that there were the disciples really at work when the whole country was established. And also this eagle has on its right hand, do you call these hands in the term of the bird, the eagle, but anyway, there is an olive tree. And olive has so many symbolism in it. It is one of the oldest symbolism of that, in one sense, the tree of life. But it is demonstrating about the world peace, that in old times, when oil was brought, you remember that in old times the oils were used a lot, and they were considered very expensive substances, and for kings you brought oil. The kings were oiled when they were taking their post, and it was always the symbolism of the peace gesture. So this was in just a short forms something what is in this emblem. And of course we recognize these stars, which are telling about us the states, the number of states. There were 13, and we also think about 13, how it is related to Christ. It is one of the numbers of the Christ, 12 disciples and him. So maybe we just for a while look at this symbol and try to emerge energetically via the symbol, the great seal. The emblems, you see the destiny of the country when it has been created in meditative manners, sometimes not, but to study emblems is also one of the great aspects of the work, to get somehow into the soul of the country. So also this bird, we can call it maybe Aquila. It is related to the myths of Hercules and Hercules' labor in Sagittarius. Sagittarian labor is to kill so-called Symphalian birds. The eagle is not about this lower side. It is the higher bird which is bringing the hidden wisdom, hidden knowledge. But the in lower sense in Sagittarius, we are supposed to kill all this or chase away all these lower voices and sounds from the past. And that is the destiny of United States for the humanity, for the whole world, rest of the world, to chase away all this what is in the past. What must then the disciple do with the point of tension is dominating him and his fellow men? The answer is a simple one. Let each disciple and all groups of disciples develop the ability to think sanely, with right orientation and a broad point of view. And that we are developing in Sagittarius. Let them think truly, evading no issues, but preserving always a calm, dispassionate, and loving understanding. Let them demonstrate in their environment the qualities which will establish right human relations and show on a small scale the behavior which will someday characterize enlightened humanity. Let them not be discouraged, but let them hold firmly to the conviction of the inevitable spiritual destiny of humanity. Let them realize practically that the souls of men are one, and learn to look beyond the immediate outer seeming to the inner spiritual consciousness. Let them know that the present world conflict will be terminated. The perfect outcome of the conflict will necessarily be lacking, for perfection is not yet possible to man. Nevertheless, a situation can be brought about which will permit the return of the Christ into objective relation with mankind, and will enable him to set about his task of resurrecting the human spirit. Out of the tomb of materialism into the clear light of spiritual perfection. For this, all men must work. And we work in order to find the truth, which is one of the key things also in Sagittarius. And it is interesting if the rising sign in this mundane chart is Sagittarius, that it is truly a big question for Americans and for United States to speak the truth. Find the truth. Let us aim our goal in this meditation for the truth, that the truth will come out and it will be established. This intention in the group, thus bringing energetically a force to work within via media, the press. All decision making processes. To stand for the truth. Invoke the truth, bring forth the truth. There is this question of, is there any relationship between eagle and phoenix? Yes, this eagle is the phoenix bird. Via the experiences in Scorpio, when the Scorpio stings itself, burns itself, the eagle or phoenix is rising. All of these mythology aspects are telling that this kind of processes will take place, and I think it has been taken in the past very much. And via the disciples, this process is reaching its heights, so that whatever will happen now, by the year 25, let us all remember now to push as hard we can, because that is above the rising spirit then and the idea of phoenix. Let us now stand together. We start this more common meditation now. Let us in our minds come again into the sacred circle. In that circle, let us also connect with our triangle network members, our co-workers, that we are standing firmly in the light and create the network of love, light and goodwill. Let us align with now the solar angel of the United States and his motto, I light the way. Reflect your relationship with that great entity, divine, angelic being. Establish your conscious relationship with the hierarchy. And with Master Rakoczy. Regions for Europe and America. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name. Lord Maitreya, be with us. welcome his presence. Let us again establish the Dhyani Mudra, the mudra of will and meditation. Thus, on this day of the full moon, we will stand together holding this mudra, holding our position in the sacred circle of brothers and sisters. Imagine that we are standing around this covenantal triangle. Holding this mudra, seeing the Christ standing in the center of the group above the covenantal triangle. And today we will work with the soul of United States, invoking the soul qualities and envisioning the indigo blue pouring through the Christ into the triangle and through the group, covering the whole nation of United States, all the states of United States. And we will stand for 4 minutes holding this work together, invoking the soul, the soul values, and enlightened behavior. And then see how this color indigo blue is filling little by little the whole aura of US. 4 minutes. The Great Invocation, number 2. Let the Lord's all liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, Almighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, Almighty One. The hour or service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, Almighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, Almighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end. In this deep work of protection, we will continue our work and we will build a wheel of fire with 7 spokes of love. Let us visualize the Christ, the Lord of Love, standing in the center of the group. Let us create in our creative imagination a wheel of fire with 7 spokes of love. And see yourself and the inner working group standing in the center at the hub of the wheel, which radiates with the living, all-consuming substance of love, pouring out from the sacred heart of the Christ. Visualize yourself and the group as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out 7 streams of living fire, radiating upon the governmental triangle in all rainbow colors. The wheel spinning the protective energies. and being spread into all states of America. The clarion is heard. We are standing for the law. We stand for the good law. The victory of divine law on earth. And we can start to release our mudra, but we will still continue in our imagination to stand together. We send forth our blessings and gratitude to all of the members of the group and throughout the world. And we end into our statement. May thy will be done, not ours. And by that we send our love and gratitude, and we will close our meditation, and we meet again tomorrow at the same time.